This is FIBA Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As the children of God, we need to live by faith. We need to have faith on God and His Word and wait patiently for God to work and reveal His power. Abraham was called the friend of God and also known as the father of faith. By faith, when he was 75 years old, left his father's house and kindred to the unknown land which the Lord will show him. He promised to make him a great nation and bless him. Thereby, he started the life of faith. Later in Genesis chapter 15, we read that Abraham was in fear. That is why the Lord said, "Fear not." The Lord knew about his fear. This is the first time the word "fear not" is mentioned by the Lord. This was told to the man who took the step of faith. Abraham had a question. "Lord, what will you give me? I have everything but no child." Abraham also said, "My steward will be my heir." The Lord immediately brought him out and told him to look up the sky and see the stars. Lord said, "So shall thy seed be." In chapter 15 and verse 6, Abraham believed in the Lord. Fear has gone and his question was answered. But in chapter 16, we find that Sarah, through unbelief, gave her handmaid to Hagar to be Abraham's wife. Both are responsible for this action of unbelief. We know what happened and what is happening today because of their unbelief. In the life of faith, do not doubt God and His promises. Because of the delay, don't hasten to go against God's will and God's time. This is a warning for all. If we fail or falter in our faith, then our actions will have serious consequences. Again, when Abraham was 99 years old, in chapter 17 of Genesis, the Lord appeared to him and told him that he will multiply him exceedingly. He changed his name as Abraham, as the father of many nations, and Sarai to Sarah, she will have a son and she will be the mother of nations. Now others knew them as father and mother of nations when they had no children. In chapter 17 and verse 17, Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, "Shall a child be born to a 100-year-old man? Shall Sarah, who is 90-year-old, bear a child? Certainly not, and it is not possible." God said to Sarah, "She will have a son, and he will be called Isaac." Not humanly possible, impossible, but possible with God. He has promised and given a word to Abraham and Sarah. Lord appeared again in chapter 18. Sarah was told she will have a son. In verse 11, we read, "Abraham and Sarah were old and were well stricken of age, and he ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman." Again, the situation is clearly explained. Abraham can't have a child. For Sarah, it is impossible to conceive. That's the natural and the right reason why they can't have children. But the Lord had promised. Sarah laughed and said to herself, "It is not possible." Lord responded in Genesis chapter 18 verse 14, "Is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." Meanwhile, Abraham and Sarah became youthful, received the strength required to bear a child. That's the power of faith, life-giving power of faith, and renewed strength through faith. This everyone can enjoy in their life. We read in chapter 21, verse 1 and 2. "Lord visited Sarah as he had said. Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time which God had spoken to him." At the set time, that is Lord's time. In Romans chapter 4, and verse 19 to 21, we read, "And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither at the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. It is true, Abraham, 100-year-old, and Sarah, 90-year-old, they received their son of promise, Isaac. What a joy, what a blessing. We have the very same God of Abraham and Sarah, and we too should believe in him and his word. If you believe, then we need to wait patiently for God to do as he promised, because he is able to do it. His work done at a set time will be beautiful and a blessing. Wait for God in faith. Do not ask questions. Do not laugh in unbelief. Do not take any logical decisions guided by human thoughts. Do not be hasty, and do not take wrong decisions in unbelief. This is the time we should wholeheartedly trust and believe in God and his promises. We read in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 11, God is faithful. He will not let you down. His words will not fail. God is faithful, and faith is powerful. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord bless this word.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.